Welcome back to the program. It is Friday, and we are ending yet another week. We are now less than 2 weeks away from the start of college football season. BuntSports.com has been counting it down now for, since the countdown was well into the 150s, 160s, but now we are only 13 days away. The headline at ESPN.com 1 year ago today was this: redshirt freshman Johnny Manziel to start a quarterback for Texas A&M. How far we've come since that headline, and there is some more Johnny Manziel news out there. We will get to that in a few minutes. The Texas A&M chancellor delivering some pointed comments at the NCAA, and he also defended Johnny Manziel. We'll get into what he had to say in a few minutes, but first, some news from around the SEC. Last night, it became clear that Missouri made it official. Missouri coach Gary Pinkle officially announced that James Franklin will be the starting quarterback for the Tigers as they go into the 2013 season. The senior was plagued with injuries last year in 2012 when he made 8 starts and threw for over 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns. This year he will be the starting quarterback going into the year. Auburn is another team that has a quarterback situation looking to be solved soon. Gus Malzahn said yesterday that he hopes to have a definitive answer by Monday, as the Auburn has their final scrimmage of the fall camp this weekend, and he hopes to narrow it down. And most people believe that that battle is between junior college junior transfer Nick Marshall and true freshman Jeremy Johnson, both of whom are very talented or seem to be very talented. And a lot of Auburn people have high hopes for whoever starts at quarterback. And the positive for Auburn about going with Johnson is you may have some mistakes early on. There will be some mistakes. He is a redshirt freshman if he gets the start from day one. But, man, you're talking about at least 2 more years, if not 3 more years, for this guy at the helm at Auburn, barring injuries, of course. That would be something that Auburn has not had recently. They've had 7 quarterbacks in 7 years, starting quarterbacks, to start the year. Jeremy Johnson would provide some stability at that ever-so-key position. But Nick Marshall, a lot of people think he's the front runner, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens there as Gus Malzahn makes that decision for his offense. I mentioned the Texas A&M chancellor and his words. And he really took after the NCAA this morning, or yesterday, and we have some of the comments here, and I've got some reaction. But this is from Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp, who has, to this point, not spoken out on the Manziel issue, to my knowledge. He said, "I also think that there's something, this is just me talking, not as the chancellor of the system. Something is wrong with the system when we can make money off of our football players. The NCAA can make money off of our football players, and they can't be treated like Olympic athletes. I suspect courts or somebody at the NCAA is going to have to take a look at that and see whether or not there's a violating some antitrust deal, and how the NCAA can, for instance, make money off of jerseys, and he can't make $2 off of signing something like that, like other athletes who happen to be in the Olympics. That's just my opinion. I'll tell you what's true. Without a doubt, he's a good kid. He's an honest kid. He has his heart in the right place, and I think a whole bunch of folks are mistreating him, and I'm not very happy about that." When asked if he was looking forward to seeing Manziel play in the season opener, Sharp responded, "That would be an understatement." So here's some reaction from Twitter. Dan Walken says he sounds like a message board poster. He also says the chancellor of the Texas A&M athletic system seems not to understand his school made way more money off of Manziel than the NCAA. Andy Staples says he wishes Sharp should have skipped the "just me talking as a chancellor," and that way it could have actually meant something. John Kincaid, who is radio host in Atlanta, says, "Sounds like Texas A&M chancellor believes Manziel did sign autographs for pay to me. Most ridiculous defense ever." And I think that's the most interesting part of this. He's talking about changing the rule, but he really didn't address whether or not he believes Manziel did or did not violate the rules. And I think that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. Did he violate the already in place rules? I've talked about this on this program before. If he did break that rule, then he has to pay the consequences. Because the rule was in place. He knew the rule. whether the rule's good or not. Maybe the next quarterback that comes along, if the rule is changed, won't have to play by the same rule. Maybe he will be able to sell his own memorabilia, and we can argue the merits of whether or not an athlete should be able to or not. But the bottom line is, Johnny Manziel broke the rule if, in fact, he did take money for autographs, and a lot of reports have a lot of controversy swirling around that. So it'll be interesting to watch and see where this goes. But you take a look at other cases that have happened. A.J. Green admitted to selling his 2009 Independence Bowl jersey for $1,000 to a former North Carolina defensive back, Chris Hawkins, who was described by the NCAA as an agent. And we know about the emails that were sent to Tressel from the tattoo parlor in the Ohio State case, so we know why these other cases were solved. We don't, at this point, have any concrete proof, I don't imagine, unless it's out there and it hasn't been released publicly, that Johnny Manziel accepted money for these autographs. But several brokers, as we know from ESPN reports and outside the lines investigative reporting, several brokers have claimed that he was compensated. And if, in fact, he was, and the NCAA finds that to be the case, then Johnny Manziel will have to pay the penalty, because the rule was in place when Johnny Manziel signed up to play college football. No other reason than that. We will continue to follow this story as well as a number of others. Next week, we will be releasing all of our previews, so stay tuned to Bun Sports for that. I will have my preview from the ACC, Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, and then the following Tuesday, the Tuesday before college football season begins, I will release my BCS preview, which will include my BCS national champion. So if you want to know what I think, how the season will go, I do it every year. You can stay tuned to the website, and we will have that out. There will be no play on the field until after we get all of our previews complete, and then finally, the season will begin. That's not to say that there won't be any more news. Johnny Manziel, of course, could do something. We could have injuries, fall camp updates. There's always a constant news cycle around college football in the month of August as everyone prepares for the season. So we will continue to follow all of those stories for you here at BunSports.com. The preseason Associated Press college football poll comes out tomorrow. And Brett McMurphy of ESPN points out that Alabama will probably be the obvious number one choice. But the last three preseason number one teams finished with at least three losses and ranked no higher than 10th. So it's very interesting to see if Alabama is in fact ranked number one tomorrow, which most people believe they will. How will they do this season with all of the hype surrounding the Crimson Tide? I'm Jacob Bunn for the Jacob Bunn Show on this Friday. We will be back Monday with much more. Stay tuned to BunSports.com. We'll see you then.